Today, I'm so excited to dive in with you guys about what even is a virtual assistant, answering that question, what do you actually do, and how I personally think it is pure magic.
Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast.
If you're new to the Bold Business Podcast, first off, I just want to say welcome. I'm Amanda Rush Holmes, the face behind the Bold Business Podcast. I'm also the CEO and founder of the Virtual Assistant Studio, a virtual assistant agency for bloggers and influencers. We help our clients create content that converts so they can spend less time in their business and more time working on their business. As I started to think back when I was growing my small but mighty agency, I would oftentimes show the real life behind the scenes of what working from home with a babe on your hip actually entails. And in the middle of a pandemic, I had managed to quit my full-time corporate job, replace my income, and then some, and work from home, giving myself more freedom, more flexibility, and more joy than I truly ever thought possible. And it was during that same time that naturally I was sharing that story on Instagram and Facebook, and I started to have other moms reach out to me on social media asking, wait a second, what are you doing? Wait, how do you make money? And one of my most asked questions, which kind of makes me giggle, is, so what is a virtual assistant? Like, what do you actually do? And it would make me chuckle because it seems like such a basic question, right? Like, certainly you could go to Google and type in, what is a virtual assistant or what is a VA? And I'm sure you would get hundreds of thousands of web pages explaining that. Thought I would dive in today to exactly what being a VA and owning your own virtual assistant business is and is not, and why I personally think that it's magic. So for me, building a business really wasn't all that hard. And I know I'm probably going to get some backlash for saying this, but I think that I found a way to make things really simple and really easy while still getting the results I wanted in my life. Now, don't get me wrong. I am the queen of overthinking. I'm really slow at making decisions. I will let something marinate far too long to the point that sometimes I don't even think I make a decision, and then by not making a decision, I made a decision, which is not a great way to be. But there are certain things in my life that I am really good at breaking down into simple, actionable things and just taking them one tiny little step at a time and not overthinking it and just going for it. And this just so happened to be one of them. And it was also during that time that I knew I'd be doing myself and others a disservice if I held that information close to my heart, which is exactly why I created the Virtual Assistant Studio course. It's a no-fluff how to build your own profitable virtual assistant business course in less than 4 weeks if you want. It does take people a little bit longer, but honestly, you can totally do it in less than 4 weeks. And I built that course out because I knew this information was so valuable that I had to get it into the hands of other people that wanted it. And I think back to myself before I built my own virtual assistant business and how I would have loved to have a blueprint just of somebody walking me through, do this, do this, do this, and you will get this result. I personally have taken a number of courses over the years, and there are some really great courses out there who have gotten me the exact result that I want. And there are some courses where I couldn't even get through them or didn't finish them or didn't get a result. And that's not to say that's the course creator's fault. I'm sure part of that is on me. But I also knew that I had a really unique approach because, one, I had never taken any other virtual assistant courses. I had nothing to compare my own knowledge to infuse that into my own course. And two, I knew I was doing things a different way because I would pop into Facebook groups of other virtual assistants and they were struggling. And somehow I was able to just really simplify it and get the result that I wanted to get. And it's kind of funny because before I started my virtual assistant business, I had zero desire to even be a virtual assistant. Like, I never thought to myself, I'm going to go build a virtual assistant business. And I was probably much like you. I really didn't even know what a VA was or what that could mean for my life. If you dream of working from home full time, creating your own schedule and having the freedom and flexibility to live a life that you want, then being a virtual assistant might just be your undiscovered calling.
Are you ready to ditch the 9-to-5 and start making actual money online? Do you dream about being able to have freedom in the middle of the day, set your own schedule, and never have to sacrifice time with your family? Me too, friend. Here's the thing. I used to be exactly where you are now. I went through countless courses, Facebook groups, and free online resources trying to figure out this whole online thing until one day it all clicked. And within 4 weeks, I had built out my virtual assistant business with no social media and, get this, no website. I quit my job and I never looked back. Now I'm teaching you to do the same. If you're ready to build your very own profitable virtual assistant business so that you can make full-time income during nap time, head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/course to learn more. So I thought it was only fitting that I dive into what exactly is a virtual assistant and answer that question that I've been asked all too often. So what do you actually do? And I also want to talk about why being a virtual assistant is truly pure magic, and for a number of reasons. But before I dive into all the reasons why I absolutely love my job, I want to dive into what it actually means to run your own profitable virtual assistant business and to be a virtual assistant. So one of the really cool things about running your own virtual assistant business is that virtual assistants offer a wide range of technical and administrative services to business owners, all completely remote. So if you're a mom, a travel enthusiast, or just really want to work whenever, wherever you want, then a virtual assistant job might be worth exploring for you. As a virtual assistant, you are a contractor that offers a select skill set, like I said, all completely remote, meaning that you can work anywhere, anytime you want. This means that you get to decide your pay rates, you get to decide what services you offer, you get to decide who you work with, and you get to decide when you're going to work and when you're not going to work. And for me, this was a huge draw coming from a corporate job where the hours were crazy and work-life balance didn't really exist. And I was also in a place where I was doing something that truly didn't really light me up. And I hear this from so many students in our course, whether they're stay-at-home moms and they're looking to earn income while still being home with their kids. And many of the stay-at-home moms are ones that left a fruitful corporate job to be able to be home with their kids. And then they realize, okay, I love my kids so much, but I need something for me because I have an identity outside of just being a mom. And that's where they really found their calling with being a virtual assistant, is they were able to have the best of both worlds. Or I have people who are looking to leave their corporate job who want to start their families and know that they're going to be starting a family and want to be able to be present as a parent and to have those baby snuggles and not have to miss tucking them in for bed. And that was my case. So if you've ever wanted to do what you love, be your own boss, set your own hours, and determine who you work with and how much you get paid, I'm telling you, being a virtual assistant probably is the job for you. As a virtual assistant, there's just this tremendous amount of freedom. You have the freedom to call the shots. You have the freedom to truly build a business around a lifestyle that you love. I remember back before I became a virtual assistant, I used to have like this tiny little voice in my head that would just whisper at me every so often, and it would tell me that I was made to do more than what I was currently doing in my corporate job. And it also told me that I was made to have a greater impact on others. And I spent years in a job that I didn't really love, and I don't regret a single moment of it, truthfully, because that job gave me so much of not only the skill set that I have today, but the life that I have today. And I'm so thankful for the people that I was able to interact with and just all of the experiences that were wrapped up into that time frame of my life. Honestly, like, it could not, looking back, that is exactly where I was supposed to be at that time. But at the same time, I realized, okay, I know there's more out there for me. It's just a matter of figuring out what it was. I knew it was out there. I just didn't know what it was at the time. And it's funny because I vividly remember this one time. I was having brunch with my mom. It was at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're sitting out on this nice patio, enjoying like our Eggs Benedict and our coffee. My mom's like, "How are things going?" And she's asking, "How are things going at work? How am I feeling?" And I remember being really honest with her and telling her, "I feel like there's something out there I'm made to do in the online business world, and I'm supposed to run my own business, but I just don't know what that thing is. And I feel like I have all these skills, but I don't know how to put them to good use." And it really wasn't until the beginning of 2020 when everything clicked, and before I knew it, I found my calling being a virtual assistant to bloggers and influencers. To answer that question, what does a virtual assistant actually do? Well, it can vary. And that's kind of where the magical part comes into play, because a virtual assistant can be a podcast manager. It can be someone that handles administrative work. It can be someone that sets up automations and systems on the back end. It can be somebody that edits videos or audio. It can be somebody that handles social media. It can be somebody that handles copywriting. There are so many different niches within the virtual assistant umbrella, which is what makes it so cool, because at the end of the day, you get to choose whatever lights you up and pursue that as a career and get paid to do that. And you get to do all of that on your own terms, which is the best part. So when I was in my corporate job, I used to have a commute that was 45 minutes on a good day into work and probably about 45 minutes on the way home, sometimes a little more depending on traffic. And a lot of times I would use that time to educate myself. I would listen to audiobooks or different marketing podcasts or self-improvement, business, all the niches that I still love and listen to today. Most people probably would have complained about spending so much time in the car every day, but truthfully, it was something that I look forward to because it was a time for my mind to wander and dream and expand. And looking back, I'm so grateful for that extra long commute, because it was during that time that I uncovered this online business world and unlocked the magic within it. The magic that eventually led me to build the business that I have today. But here's the thing, it wasn't always that way. So can I share a secret with you? Okay, I'm not sure if I've really told you guys this before, so you're going to be the first to hear it. But I seriously had no idea what a virtual assistant was until I became one. I know it sounds crazy, but I had heard the term virtual assistant before. Of course, I knew there were people out there that worked from home and made a good living. I just didn't really know how to be one of those people. Anytime I would go to Google and type in phrases like how to work from home or remote jobs or make a good income online, I would mainly just get a bunch of garbage. I would find articles about different platforms to sign up for, usually paid platforms where you can input all your information and then people would reach out to you. And that didn't seem like a very good way or something very sustainable. So I obviously didn't do that. I also would see people looking for people to hire online for like $6, $7, $8 an hour, which was like way less than minimum wage and of course way less than a corporate salary. So that obviously wasn't an option either. Rewind to the beginning of 2020 when the world had shut down, and I find myself probably like so many other people in this place where all of a sudden I had extra spare time, which was a first. And I found myself hopping online and I went onto Facebook for the first time in forever. Within Facebook, I came across all these different women's and entrepreneurial groups who kind of had similar themes. And I noticed that those themes within these groups, they were all looking for the same thing. One, they had thriving businesses. The clientele was locked in. Their businesses were booming. The money was there, but they truly had no idea how to find the support that they needed to sustain their business, get their time back, and also continue to grow their business. And I think back at that time, and I'm pretty sure them trying to find support was a lot like me typing into Google how to work from home. Like, it was utterly fruitless. It was also then that I realized, okay, there's a market here. I started responding to some of those postings, and the more I did it, the more natural it became. And then before I knew it, I learned, oh, so this is what a virtual assistant is. It's literally somebody that helps support a business owner, either with a specific task load to help them grow their business, with custom services. There's so many different niches under the virtual assistant umbrella that you can fall into. And I think that is part of the draw of it, is because you can really make it your own. And there's so much beauty in being able to be a virtual assistant and do what you love and work with people that you love. Because I think it's so rare nowadays that people actually enjoy what they do and are still able to find work-life balance while being able to provide for their family. But let me tell you, it's not just that you get to be your own boss or work from home or set your own schedule or play by the rules. While those things are all major and really the whole reason I became a virtual assistant, the most beautiful thing about being a VA, and truthfully why I think it's pure magic, is that you can do anything that sets your heart on fire. So if you love social media, guess what? You can be a social media virtual assistant. If you love podcasting and you're geeking out over your favorite shows, well, guess what? You can be a podcast VA. There's so many things that fall under that niche of editing and reaching out to guests and social media posts for the episodes and making sure that things are scheduled and email correspondence, all of those things need to be done and can be done by a VA. Maybe you're a wizard with the words, then you can be a copywriter. Guess what? Those are in high demand right now. Maybe you love staying organized and the administrative side of things is right up your niche, or you love systems and automation and you know how to build out a sales funnel, or you're really great at staying organized, or you love talking on the phone, or you're great with email marketing or content repurposing. There's literally hundreds of things that people need help with on a daily basis. And it's a win-win situation because for them, they're able to invest in help. They can have someone that they can lean on that is not an employee. They don't have to worry about paying benefits and vacation and all of these very expensive things. It's perfect for a small business owner who is looking for a right-hand man or woman to support them while also still moving their business forward. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, Amanda, this all sounds great. Who doesn't want to have a dream job working for themselves, setting their own schedule, working from home, having work-life balance, all the things? But let's be honest, this sounds too good to be true. And I laugh because when I was initially launching the Virtual Assistant Studio course for the first time, I seriously had somebody reach out to me and say this. And at first I was a little taken aback because I am not one for lying to it. So to insinuate that I wasn't being truthful in some way about the course or what expertise I had to offer was kind of offensive. But when I took a step back and thought about it from her perspective, I was like, you know what? I have to agree. It does sound too good to be true. And if I were in my corporate job and someone was telling me, you can literally replace your full-time income, do what you love, set your own schedule, and still be able to have work-life balance. You can have nights and weekends and holidays off and take a vacation and take your kids to the park in the middle of the day if you want to. All of that is possible, no matter what your priorities are. I would be like, that sounds amazing, but I don't even think that that's possible for me. And I think part of that is our limiting belief to think that we have the capability to be able to be in control of our own life. Now, I do want to be honest with you guys, because being a virtual assistant, while completely magical, means running your own business. And running your own business, just like any other job, has its highs and it has its lows. Are there going to be things that you absolutely love? Yes. Like me standing in my closet right now, feeling my tiny little baby kick and getting to talk in this microphone is seriously one of the things that I look forward to most every single week, which sounds so funny. But there are also things in the business that I don't necessarily love, like sending invoices or setting up automations or having a never-ending inbox that every time I like clear an email, another one pops up. I feel like it's like a game of whack-a-mole sometimes. Those things don't always excite me, but that doesn't mean I would trade this for anything in the world. And anytime I have not even a bad day, because most of the time it's not even a whole day, it's just a moment. Anytime I have a bad moment, I think to myself, okay, one, this isn't really that big of a deal, because normally it's not. Normally we just make things a bigger deal than they are. And two, let's remember all the things that I am grateful for, because all of the other 10 million things on the pro side of the list totally outweigh the one or two or three cons, you know, like having to pay your own taxes. Of being a virtual assistant. It's kind of like being a mom. Overall, being a mom is literally the greatest gift. Being able to love and raise these tiny humans that are half us and half the person that we love most in this world is the greatest thing I can think of. But are there days where bedtime could not come any sooner I'd be lying if I didn't say yes. But that doesn't mean we would ever trade in our motherhood card for not having one, because again, they're just bad moments and it doesn't outweigh the amazing magical parts of being a mom. And being a virtual assistant is just like that. Are there days that are frustrating? Sure. But if I really think about it, I don't think I would ever go back to working 40 plus hours a week, plus the commute, plus getting ready for somebody else, and not be able to have that work-life balance and that freedom of time and money and just overall peace of mind, knowing that I get to do what I want to do and I'm in the driver's seat and I'm in control of my life and my future and what that looks like for our family. Because I think that that is so empowering. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with working a full-time 9-to-5 job. My husband does it and he's amazing at it and he loves it. And it's perfect for him and his personality. But there are other people out there I know that are just like me, who have that little tiny voice in their head telling them, psst, you're made to do more. And that's why I'm so excited that I was able to find my calling and also that I'm able to share it with others. Because if I can be a small part in helping you achieve that, not just a business that's profitable or working with dream clients, but truly a life that you love, that you wake up every day and you're excited to get out of bed and you're not dreading Mondays come, then that right there means I'm in the right place. It's funny because just the other day, Josh, my husband, and I were chatting. We were out on a date night finally, which is something that we said we were going to do as part of like our, not even a New Year's resolutions, but just goals for our marriage for the new year. So we were holding ourselves to that. We were on a date night and he asked me such a good question and I just had to share it with you guys. He asked me where I thought we would be within the next 5 years or 5 years from now. And as I really thought about this, I tried to wrap my mind around the fact that, oh my gosh, in 5 years, I will have a school-aged kid, a toddler, and the rest, I couldn't fill in the blanks. And it made me think about where I was 5 years ago. And if you would have told me that I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing today, I really don't even think I would believe you. But it is so amazing what you can accomplish in a short amount of time when you simply take action. And it doesn't have to be these big giant leaps and bounds, but instead tiny little steps in the right direction. It's honestly part of why I started this podcast, because if I can be a sliver of a step in the right direction for you simply by helping to educate and encourage you, then I'm exactly where I always knew I was made to be. If you're wanting to take that tiny first little step in the right direction and you have that voice that's whispering, psst, you're made to do more, and you feel like being a virtual assistant is it, I want to invite you to a free live training that I'll be hosting on how to build your very own profitable virtual assistant business without wondering how to find high-paying dream clients. This is a complete guide for how you can make consistent full-time income, and it's my exact blueprint of how I do it every single day in my business. So by the end of the training, you're going to know exactly how to craft your irresistible offer without needing to learn a ton of new tech skills, how to attract high-paying dream clients, and land those using the profitable virtual assistant blueprint, and how to do all of that without a fancy website or a huge social media following. My goal is for you to make full-time consistent income online while working from home as fast as possible. So this is the first time I've ever hosted a completely free live training. And I would love it if you guys could join me. To sign up and grab your seat, you can head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/free training. That's thevirtualassistantstudio.com/free training to grab your seat. Now, if you've been waiting for a sign to do something bold, this is it. There's no commitment required. It's a completely live training, so make sure to, again, grab your seat at thevirtualassistantstudio.com/free training, and I hope to see you guys all there. I have a feeling it's going to be magical. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.